Our main speaker this morning, as already alluded to, is Kevin Lavery from Corncastle. Here to talk budgets and money, as I understand it. So without further ado, welcome to Kevin. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. So key messages, Corn went early and deep. We don't need to make any new savings. And in fact, there is scope for modest growth.
At the Chamber breakfast this morning at the Bidrathen Steps Hotel, we had Kevin Lavery, Chief Exec of Cornwall Council, talking about budget plans going forward. One thing that's very interesting, Kevin, is that there's been talk about cuts to public services and doom and gloom a lot in terms of public finances. And yet you were talking about investments and some quite innovative plans. What kind of trick are you pulling there then?
I think we faced up to the difficult decisions last year. We front-loaded our savings in year one, made all the difficult decisions in the current financial year. So actually now we've done that, we don't have to make any further savings and we have room for some growth. We've got to be measured about it. We need to make sure that our finances are sustainable for the long term, but we do have some room for growth,
yes. When the new council came into being, we asked the new councillors to take some difficult decisions. We reduced the payments we made to redundant staff. We had £17 million worth of in-year cuts from the new coalition government. We made those decisions within 2 days. We figured out every week we delayed was going to cost an extra £300,000.
Certainly, as you know from conversations we've had, Chamber members have been going on for a long time about how public finances need to address infrastructure questions. That in terms of the economy, if you leave us get on with it, we can do that, but there are certain infrastructure things that we need in place. And so I think part of the reason you got such a good response this morning was that quite a lot of what you were talking about focused on those building blocks. How quickly do you think some of these things will come onto stream?
Well, first of all, we've got a fantastic track record in Cornwall as a council in investing in infrastructure. So the Falmouth Branch Line, the rollout of Superfast Broadband are two great examples. Our plans for the future include dualling the A30 at Temple, starting at Temple. We're very keen to see the local franchise, the railway franchise includes some significant upgrading of local branch lines. I think in terms of the A30, it's not our gift, it's the Department of Transport who have to allow us to detrunk and upgrade. We are in discussions with them and we're keen to get on with it. We're hoping that we'll be able to do it within 2 years.
We made £6 million extra savings without actually cutting any deeper. We set our budget in 7 days after George Osborne's announced the results of the spending review ahead of our grant settlement, which is why we were the first council in the country to set up.
With local enterprise partnership now in place, which, as we all know, is a public-private partnership, where council is working with private sector on economic plans. As we look to potentially future European funding, which is something you touched on this morning, members will be pretty keen that the LEP is in the driving seat of some of those conversations so that it can support some of the things that you're talking about. How confident are you that the LEP will be in a position to be able to be in a driving seat post-2013?
Well, I've been very pleased with the establishment of the LEP. After some difficult beginnings, I think we, working with private sector organisations, including the Chamber, I think we've assembled a fantastic private sector board. I think they've had some early successes with the Enterprise Zone at Newquay Airport, and I'm confident they will get there, and we just need to work together. We'll be looking to the LEP for guidance on what the economic plan for Cornwall should be, and we see our role in the council as making sure that Cornwall's got the right sort of infrastructure for business to succeed.
It's just good to hear good news. You know, where quite a lot of the talk, as I said at the beginning, has been around doom and gloom and deep depression, there were some really positive things that came out of Kevin's presentation this morning. And we're looking forward to some of that practical stuff, being able to get involved and help the council to make a real difference with it.